Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doggy, one of the best games of the year. And we'll get to that. Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Andy Hart here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Fun weekend of football as the Patriots had a week off. Mike Vrabel was drawing up the game plan to continue his undefeated post-bye record as a head coach in the National Football League. Drake May was getting away from us and his job and all those other things as well, but We will indeed talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, potentially as early as any minute, early in this this hour here. They had practice. When they wrap up, we could talk to him anytime. Marcus Jones will join us. We got a loaded show, Fitzy. Your hat is appropriate because we'll give away another autographed football, QB under the tree at 4:30. Fitzgerald, how was the weekend?
Oh, man. Just a freaking blast. All that college football Saturday, all that NFL on Sunday, doused in yard work, Christmas shopping, eggnog. Like it was a bundle of holiday joy. How about yourself?
Loved it. Specifically, 1 o'clock yesterday. I also love that we're sneaky getting a lot of good 1 o'clock football games. They're not
that game
all
yesterday was, despite the ending that was a little dour for both of us or just most of Pat's Nation, that was a freaking great football
awesome.
Game.
You have the snow, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. Sign me up any time of the year.
Yes.
I love the snow. I know there's some out there that are like, oh, the snow, it ruins the game. It changed. No. It is what football is. I love the look of it. You know what I was thinking I actually dislike is some of the technological advancements. I don't really need fake numbers that they sometimes put on the field and fake lines. I like the old days where you're like, where the hell are they? Where does he need to get to?
I love the Joe Davis. By the way, I was sitting on this yesterday, almost tweeted it, rather just say it on the program today. Joe Davis and Greg Olson, greater than sign Burkhart and Brady.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of things we sat on yesterday, I was about to tweet out just how big is Tom Brady's zipper on his jacket, but I was like, this will go down a road that I don't really need to go down in a lot of different ways, so I did
it. Poor Kevin Burkhart. It just says, Kevin Burkhart, NFL on Fox. Tom Brady, 7-time Super Bowl champion. Like, you can't give Burkhart any better lower third next to the greatest sports humble brag on earth.
If anything, they should give him a little, like, you know, middle school football champion or coached his son's little
right.
league team or just have a little fun with it other than just Fox Sports. Dan Ball, how are we?
Good afternoon, boys.
Hello.
Question for you, Andrew and Fitzy. I'm curious on your answer as well. Is Allen versus Burrow your favorite quarterback matchup in the league right now?
Yes, and it's not even close.
Wow.
It is not even close.
Cosine. I would take that, honestly. At night, daytime, the rain, the snow, it's the absolute best theater.
And I think part of it is I'm rooting for both. I think that's the only matchup where I'm passionately rooting for both. I like watching Lamar. I like Lamar better when he's healthy and can actually do Lamar-like things instead of the Lamar we're getting these days. Patrick Mahomes, I don't hate the way some people around here hate him, but I don't root for him in the way that, to me, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, we've talked about this, are just so damn likable. Even Joe Burrow with that comment, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, why are you coming back? Because I'm a football player and I want to play football with my friends. Like, he's just, It's so simple. The only thing I dislike about him is that real skinny headband that he wears that makes his hair look weird.
Burrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I don't really care either.
He talks about, if we're picking nits.
Yeah, picking nits.
Picking pepper out of fly blank. I love the fact that he looks like, you know, evil Macaulay Culkin. I love the fact that he talks about, I wanted to come back and put on a show. He did, until sadly became obvious that Joe Burrow was the reason they almost won that game and kind of the reason they lost that game as well.
But you're not supposed to shot put a ball out?
No, and you're also not to throw it with a wide open Jamar Chase on that play, and then on the next pass play, right into the hands of a defensive lineman whose hand was up well before Burrow even cocked his arm back.
That happens. It just looks bad because it's in consecutive plays. But the shot put one was the classic. How many years you been in the league? You're a veteran quarterback. Maybe realize you don't have a grip. No, you just don't have a grip on the ball. Fall down. Throw it into the feet. Like, do a Peyton Manning. That's one of those where I think a Peyton Manning knows this is not going to go well. Just live to fight another play. Throw it into the ground.
Burrow just is constantly trying. Like,
yes.
He's improvising. His hustle, his grit, and his intense level of compete almost
too
prohibit
much.
Him from doing that.
Yep, he can't. He can't allow himself to give up on a play, and that was a give-up play, and he didn't. He threw it right to the guy, pick six, and you lose in part because of it. But more importantly, if we're going to talk about it, you lose because Superman plays for the Bills, and Superman was in full form, and the Bengals were running a lot of man defenses that did not account for Josh Allen as a runner, and Josh Allen just ran down the field and, just kept running.
I mean, the 40-yarder could have been an 80-yard run.
Absolutely.
He looked like White Vic on that one.
Hey, you going to turn around and maybe tackle the quarterback that's running down your tailpipe here? Because that was amazing. But we did watch all that football, and we'll get to more of some of our reactions from the weekend. And you mentioned it, Fitzy. We may even have some college football reactions. I know I will in my three-point stance at 3 o'clock. I am not too happy with a team I used to love as a kid, a team I used to root for quite passionately. Could not be more against
you. Liked Ohio State?
Nope, not Ohio State. The old ND. They were the ND and ANDY. I used to love Notre Dame. Well, you embarrassed yourselves. We'll get to that a little bit later. We'll touch on some of these NFL games, the things that are happening in the NFL. Is whoever wins the AFC doomed to be disrespected because it's going to be seen as almost like a quarantine COVID year where, like, yeah, you didn't play anybody. Burrow didn't make it. Allen wasn't himself. Lamar didn't make it.
The Bruins making it to the Cup with an easy path in 2019, that kind of thing.
I think they
still lost.
I feel like people are going to poo-poo whatever goes on in the AFC playoffs because of all the guys that are missing. But we got to talk to New England Patriots. They were on the bye week, and now they come out of the bye week, four games remaining. Sadly, they're no longer the number one seed. They're the number two seed because of the tiebreaker with the Broncos, but they do have the same record. And you have the Bills and the Ravens and the Jets and the Dolphins. So you have, I don't know how you want to look at it, one game that's very difficult, two games that are very difficult, four games, depending on what you think's going on with Miami and New York and a weird late season fight. So Fitzy, coming out of the bye, what are we reasonably expecting from your New England Patriots? Are we expecting the 10-game winning streak to end with a 14-game winning streak? Do you think there's a hiccup in here? Do they get the momentum back? What are we reasonably expecting coming out of the bye here?
It's reasonable to expect them to win all four games because if you've watched enough football when the Patriots haven't been playing recently, and we've had ample opportunities. The bye gave you Sunday. You also had a Monday Night Football game, which freed up a full Sunday. And they also played on a Thursday recently, which freed up a full Sunday. You have had three Patriot-free Sundays in the last 5 weeks to watch other teams play football. And I got to tell you, honestly, I love it. I love it. I love having a stress-free, Pats-free Sunday to just dial in on the rest of the teams, do a little advanced scouting, not have to worry about radio shows, taking notes, everything else, just like football fandom. And if you've watched, you realize they can win all these games. There's no reason to continue trying to look for a reason why they would lose. Rather, building the confidence to be, as Mike Vrabel has been doing recently, using the word champion. you can these Patriots, you can stop just talking about them as a contender. They're on the doorstep of becoming AFC East champions once again. Hat and t-shirt day, 6 days out. There's no reason why they should lose all four games, if they any of the four games. And if they do, part of it'll be their own undoing because they've beaten Buffalo. Buffalo is very fallible, as we saw yesterday. The Ravens are a mess, Andy. Straight up, an absolute mess. And then the Jets and the Dolphins. I mean, yeah, the Dolphins would be competing for maybe something, but come on now.
So Foxborough Fanboy did a nice job promoting the Patriots there with a potential four-game winning streak to close out the regular season. But what if I told you, Fitzy, that despite the Patriots being at home on Sunday, despite the Patriots having beaten the Bills in Buffalo earlier this year, despite having a 10-game winning streak, despite having a top-10 offense and a top-10 defense, the Buffalo Bills are favored by a 1.5 on Sunday at 1 at Gillette Stadium. Buffalo Bills are favored by 1.5 in Foxborough on Sunday. Oh, how you like them apples?
Wow, the disrespect. Did you think for a second, Vegas, if you will, for lack of better phrasing, not saying like, oh, DK FanDuel, BetMGM, that all the books would come together and install the Bills as a favorite? What are they looking to do? Get everyone to bet the Patriots money line?
So
that's insane.
It's also interesting that it flipped, and I don't know when exactly the look-ahead lines switched to the regular lines, but the look-ahead line was actually Patriots by 1.5.
That's so, as it should have been, yeah.
In beating the Bengals yesterday, a four-win team. I remember that, a four-win team.
A four-win team that had the lead for 54 minutes.
In Buffalo, doing that put the Bills ahead of the Patriots. And I also, as somebody who has Drake May as an MVP candidate, saw my buyout shrink. So the Patriots not playing cost them some Q rating momentum. Like, they get flipped from a favorite to an underdog at home, and Drake May is falling down the MVP race a little bit. Is that fair? Should the Bills be favorites at Gillette Stadium?
No, because this is not a neutral site. This
damn right it's not. Foxborough.
Yeah, come on, make some noise. The Fanimals need to come out in full force on Sunday.
Unless a lot of people drive down from Buffalo.
Well, they do get a pretty nice contingent. I will say, like, the big lot right behind Route 1 Liquors as you're driving south towards the stadium, all Bills Mafia. So watch it. Just letting everyone know right now that that is a haven, a hive of villainy and scum, the likes of which this universe has never seen before. All Bills Mafia. This is not a neutral stadium. If in a neutral site, Vegas wants to say that the Bills are a point to 2 points better, okay. But you have to get the 3-point home swing for the Patriots. So that's why if they want to say Bills 1.5, it should be your look-ahead line is the correct line. Patriots should be favored by 1.5. They've won 10 straight damn football games. I don't understand why somebody would see them as the... And the Bills looked incredibly fallible yesterday. Again. Yeah.
That's my biggest takeaway from every game I watch is everybody's beatable. Nobody's perfect. These teams don't measure up to some of the great teams of past years, and that's good for the Patriots. I think the Patriots very much are at the pack or ahead of the pack when you compare them to the competition. This year's they don't need to be as good as the 04 Patriots, the 07 Patriots, any of those teams. They just need to be as good as, I don't know, the 2025 Broncos and all the competition that's out there. So I'm with you, Fitzy. I think if you're saying an optimistic expectation is close out the season with four wins. A realistic expectation is also close out the damn season with four wins. You're supposed to be the best team in the AFC. You're supposed to be one of the best teams in football. Uh-huh. I did a lot of reading. People are like, who's the best all-around team in football? And a lot of people think it's actually the Seahawks and the Rams, two teams, one division, both in the NFC. But the third team that most people mention is your New England Patriots, because the Broncos don't have the offense. They have a great defense, don't have the offense. Patriots are top 10 in both offense and defense, yards and scoring, whatever the hell you want to count. So if I'm a Patriot, now I know Mike Vrabel is going to go one game at a time, right? We're looking to be champions on Sunday, win this week, and if you win this week, all the rest takes. But if you're realistic and you're a player on that team and they're all human beings, I look at this schedule in December and say, absolutely, we can and should run the table. We're that damn good. Let's show the rest of the world and end the season on a 14-game winning streak.
Yeah, the Bills yesterday, that defense, Joe Burrow was having his way with that defense for the majority of that game. It took a bad play by him slash an incredible play by Benford and then just a deflected pass for the Bills to be able to get that win. Otherwise, the Bengals were en route to pulling off that upset.
Yep.
The Steelers went box to wire against the Ravens. Also, side note, if Isaiah Likely is somebody that the Patriots are going to court in the offseason because he's from the area and they may upgrade over Hooper and do like a little Likely and Hunter type of thing, that's great. Can someone teach him how to finish touchdown catches, please?
Wow. Shots at Isaiah Likely.
Yep.
That was a very controversial play. And I also didn't think it should be controversial. I was with Mike Vrabel. I heard him talking about it on the Greg Hill show this morning. I thought he took two steps, and before he made the third step, the ball was loose and knocked out. Like, he tried to do that. Remember Mike Williams used to do that at USC all the time? He would, like, big brother people, like, I'm just going to hold it up here because you're too little. You can't knock this out. How about you not? How about you not do that? These are NFL players.
How about just secure the ball close to your chest like everyone else who wants a touchdown?
I swear to God,
this guy, he's got three, like, game-swinging touchdowns that didn't turn out to be touchdowns in the last year and a half. It's bananas. And then, like we said, you know, the Jets, you should be able to win. Granted, it's down at MetLife Stadium. And the Dolphins, I'm not sure what they'll be playing for. But if you're telling me on January 4th, the Patriots can potentially lock up the number one overall seed and get a bye, and it'll be 10 degrees outside and they're playing Tua and the Dolphins, come on now.
More importantly, when they take the field Sunday at 1 at Gillette Stadium, it'll be for hats and T-shirts. They can wrap up the AFC East. Who would have ever saw that coming? Four games before the season ends, you're hosting the Bills, and if you beat the Bills, you wrap up the division that has belonged in Buffalo for what? Not one, not two, but 5 years in a row for Josh Allen and company. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the New England Patriots after you watched another weekend of football that didn't include your Patriots? You watched some good games, some bad games, some matchups. How do you think the Patriots measure up, and what is a realistic expectation down the home stretch of the season? Four more games to go. We did have the 603 chime in that because the left side of the line is hurt is part of what's affecting the point spread, part of what's that's all, folks.
Nailed it.
What people are thinking about the last four games of the season, some of that plays, and yes, they're banged up. But so are other teams. Other teams are banged up. Other teams are not that good. They all have their warts.
The Bills' offensive line, that's been a rotating cast of characters. Yep. Their tackles were out in a game. Guess what they did? Ran the ball down Pittsburgh's throat for the whole night.
So I think the Patriots can be as good as any team in football right now. I really do. Now you mix in weather and different factors and guys getting hurt in the game and game plan, or you mix in, I don't know, a tipped ball at the line of scrimmage that's intercepted for the second straight interception. Things change games very quickly, and the Bills benefited for that. Will they benefit again at Gillette Stadium? Will the Patriots benefit? 617-779-7937. Leading off Patriots Monday here with a little recap of the weekend and where it fits in for your New England Patriots. As we said, we'll talk to the quarterback, Drake May, shortly, we hope, coming off the practice field. We'll talk to Marcus Jones. We'll give away a football, an autographed football, QB under the tree at 4:30. That's all up next here on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've just seen Mahomes too many times in these situations to think this game is anywhere close to over right now.
Texans bring four. Mahomes getting it out.
The season is being defined by miscues from the stars. All of that has played into this, potentially knocking the champs, the AFC champs, out of realistic playoff possibilities.
Chris Collinsworth summarizing another Chiefs loss. What were you calling it, Fitzy? You had a little...
The death of the kingdom.
The
fall of the kingdom. Yeah, excuse me.
The fall of the kingdom. I was giving you credit and you couldn't even get your own shtick right. Come on. Fall of the kingdom. The Chiefs lose. They are now 6-7. If the playoffs started today, well...
By the way, a bunch of 9-year-olds listening to the show just laughed.
We're not doing that. You know who else is 6-7? The Ravens. Some good 6-7 football teams theoretically not making the playoffs as the 9-10 seed. But they cannot win the West. The West is lost for them. The Denver Broncos have 11 wins. The Chiefs have 6 wins, 4 weeks to play. You do the quick math. They cannot catch the Denver Broncos. They can obviously still make the playoffs. But that's the biggest takeaway of this weekend is you watch. You know, I said on Friday, I believe, Thursday, I wouldn't want to play Joe Burrow. Because if he gets in the playoffs and he's coming to Gillette, it means he got hot and... I thought that was a legitimate challenge. You watch the early part of that game with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Burrow kind of rolling, and they lost. So the Bengals are now 4-9, not officially eliminated, but I got to think they're unofficially eliminated from the postseason. So that's one team you remove from, like, the fear factor, which I saw is coming back to NBC. They played those.
Johnny Knoxville is the host now.
They were actually burying somebody in cement. And I'm like, if you go over their head, that's going to kill them. Yeah. I know it's just a tease in a commercial and I'm falling
for it. Some people die building bridges. I'll pass. Or like when they get on the wrong side of the mafia.
Right.
Like, nah, I'll pass on it. Do you remember who the original host was?
The Joe Rogan. Yeah. Joe Rogan back in the day. But the weekend eliminated maybe the Bengals, came close to eliminating the Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes. Now, Buffalo did sort of right the ship, and that's a nice win for Josh Allen and that football team. But when you look around the league, and the Broncos continue to get it done, and we did have a texter, how come the Broncos are the one seed? Because they have a better conference record. They're 7-2 in the conference. The Patriots are 6-2 in the conference. I told you, that Raiders loss or that Pittsburgh loss was going to bite you in the bum-bum at some
point. It's the Raiders loss. The Pittsburgh loss... You know, that was due to happen. To come out flatter than pancakes against the Raiders in your home opener to kick off the Vrabel era, that will still never make any sense to me.
So, Fitzy, as you looked at everything that took place in the AFC this weekend, playoff picture, wins and losses and big plays, what's your big takeaway? What's most surprising maybe to you?
The biggest takeaway is that there are two teams in the AFC South who are playing phenomenal defense right now that I think could give anyone a run, thereby possibly giving breath and life to your idea of we could get the most undesirable Super Bowl of all time. Like, Jags-Panthers is 100% on the table right now.
Oh, my God. That would be disgusting.
Oh, it would be awesome.
I'm not watching. If that's the Super Bowl, I'm not watching.
Why, the Panthers were in the Super Bowl last time it was in Santa Clara. Why can't they have a return trip a decade later?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine, honestly?
Bryce Young, Trevor Lawrence,
ah!
Dave
whatever the hell Canales. His name is versus...
Oh, the previous two play callers for Baker Mayfield. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, there's storylines. But you know what those are called? Interesting. Mike Vrabel taught me this. There's
on
there's,
a Tuesday.
There's difference between interesting and important. And that Super Bowl is literally not important.
No,
it's an afterthought. No. There are going to be people, if that's a Super Bowl we end up with, there will be people that probably pride themselves in knowing every Super Bowl. And in 10 years, they'll be like, but what was that one after the 25 season? I can't remember. I know it wasn't a good one. Who played? Because that's a forgettable Super Bowl. And the only way you might remember it is as a bad Super Bowl.
Hey, what was the least interesting Super Bowl of all time? Giants Ravens in 2000. Close. It was Jags Panthers. No, that's on the table, and that also includes the last team I think I would want to see come to Foxborough in January, whether or not the Patriots have a bye or not, is the Texans. Last night, Pat, I understand their offense is out of sync. They need a talent refresh. I'll get to more of that in my 3-point stance coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, but. Patrick Mahomes was, if I remember correctly, 14 for 33, no touchdowns, three picks, a passer rating of about 2.7, and he had negative fantasy points last night. I mean, the Texans right now are playing a kind of just the safeties alone. Al Shahir and Jalen Petre, holy, it's like having two Rodney Harrisons back there right now. They're monsters.
In addition to two defensive ends rush. That are monsters. Including... I think Danelle Hunter is the only guy in the league that has a similar reaction as when you see Miles Garrett. You're like,
oh, they have the same physique.
Crap.
No, they're not real human beings.
No, they don't look it. And they look like they're too, they should be bodybuilders, not football players. Like they've reached that point where they're no longer training for football. It looks like they started training for physique and bodybuilding. But guess what? They still function quite well on the football field and can embarrass even good offensive lines. And that's where the text that we had earlier, wondering about the Patriots offensive line.
Well, Jared Wilson's back at practice. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's great. Who playing tackle? We still Vidarian Lowing it. And what is your tackle going to look like when Will Campbell theoretically gets back out there? So I'm with you.
Vrabel did not want to provide an update for
that. No, he did not. Although he did provide his perspective on how entertaining he is on the Greg Hill Show. He thinks he's quite entertaining. So maybe not humble as much as he is confident. But
I did have one other big takeaway from the weekend regarding how the conference is shaping up and what the biggest surprises and what's up may be. In addition to the Jags and the Texans legitimately putting themselves on the map, mostly because of their defense, I thought the Colts were kind of fraudulent. I did not see their season collapsing as almost as historically and tragically as it. Like everything that could have gone wrong for them over the last month, Andy, has.
Well, careful. There's one more shoe that could drop for them. Honestly.
Oh, not and Jonathan Taylor. No.
I wouldn't want to wish it on anybody, but that's how they seem that snake bitten right now. Like it was such
a story.
And everybody thought what would happen is Daniel Jones would start playing like Daniel Jones and the wheels would probably come off that way. Yeah. Now, that has happened. He's gotten hurt. He's played poorly. But you trade two first round picks, that guy gets banged up. Like it is just, it's a debacle. And I am certainly glad that I bet that they will miss the playoffs because I'm feeling stronger by the week.
Oh, they're out.
That they will miss the playoffs.
See ya.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Spurred on by your Jags talk in terms of could they be the most boring Super Bowl ever. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, that got my attention. I'm like, does anybody really think that the Jags would have a better shot at the Super Bowl than the Patriots? And I'll tell you why I say that. When you look at all the quarterbacks that are more worried about their looks, their appearance, their hair, how do they look, the GQ look, versus football like Mr. Drake May does, a humble kid, down to earth, that's the focus that needs to be. This is why Brady was Brady, because in the beginning, when he was, you know, all started, he didn't care about any of that stuff. And this is what Drake May is all about. It's about business. And this is how Mike Vrabel is driving his team, and that's why I'm picking them to go all the way.
Thanks for the call, David.
Point of order, David. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Trevor Lawrence is also a man of great faith like Drake May is, shares Bible passages, goes to church a lot, got married when he was 22, never committed. Like, he's a model citizen and, like, super good human being.
I don't think David likes long hair on men. That was my takeaway from that commercial. I think he thinks something about Trevor Lawrence because he has long hair and maybe does like a shampoo commercial. Trevor Lawrence's issues are not his hair or his lifestyle or anything. Trevor Lawrence isn't as good as he's supposed to be and is not as consistent as he is supposed to be.
Consistency with which I agree, yes.
Tom Brady won 4 Super Bowls after he went Hollywood, I would say. The first 3, I'll give it for the most part. I think he was kind of what David was insinuating. But Tom Brady went Hollywood with Lord knows what. I've heard stories about hair and face and teeth and various things. Tom Brady went Hollywood. And he won
trust
4
your
Super
eyes,
Bowls.
Andy.
Yeah, I trust my eyes, too. He's had some work done. Let's be honest. He's had some work done. He won 4 Super Bowls after that, Fitzy. So I think you can, if you're really good, you can be focused on your appearance. Like Joe Burrow probably cares too much about his appearance. Probably goes to, where did he go? France or something before training camp for like Fashion Week. And like, okay, he's also really good.
He's a good looking dude that owns 3 Batmobiles. But don't judge.
And wait a couple years. Maybe Drake May will be taking Ann Michael to Fashion Week or the Met Gala or one of these things once he wins a Super Bowl and an MVP. That generally opens doors in that world.
Do you remember what Joe Burrow... people are going to start thinking, is this Boston Sports Radio or the Joe Burrow Appreciation Society? Do you remember what he gave his offensive lineman last year for Christmas presents?
I do not, but you will tell me.
I will indeed. Customized, personalized ninja swords.
Really?
Yes.
Seems like a liability. Like, what if they kill somebody with a ninja sword?
Okay, well, hold on. Then that means, well, I hate to say it, but I don't think the problem is the sword at that point. If you're willing to actually attack somebody with a sword.
Swords don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah, I think the person's a bit more. You'd find a way to get somebody if you didn't have a ninja sword that had your name in it.
I did not know that because I would have thought Rich Keefe would have told me that a million times on the hashtag Dork podcast that he was like his favorite quarterback because of that.
Well, what do you say when you receive that? Oh, thanks. Were they out of the F-150s?
I would say.
What's the deal?
Does this come with a gift receipt? Because I'm sure it's expensive. You're $60 million quarterback. Can I take this back and maybe get the $5,000 you paid for it in straight cash, homie?
Yeah, there's one of them in the world, like literally a sword forged and crafted for you.
What the F am I going to do with that?
What aren't you going to do with it?
Ever touch it again?
Anything?
Anything.
What are you talking about?
Put it in a box or hang it on, I guess hang it on the wall like above your like fireplace. Look at my sword.
Oh, yeah. People can come by. Oh, cool truck. And then they walk into your house. They walk into your house like, oh, my God, is that a ninja sword with your name on it?
Unless I can cut the tomahawk steak that your gift card to a steakhouse also got me, then I don't want it.
Damn right. You can absolutely butcher the dickens out of that 56-ounce tomahawk.
So getting back to the conference standings. And the tiebreakers and all the action. The Patriots are the number 2 seed. Those Jags that you guys know, and you might hear about this around 5:30 in the pick 6 replay recap, something I'm liking more and more by the week. It's a fun segment, Dan Ball.
Da-dum. Da-dum.
Which one of you losers is getting passed by this loser?
Apparently me, because I think I suffered the worst bad beat of the season on our behalf.
It was up there, but you know what? We make plays, not excuses. So after the Jags and the 3 seed, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-6. They are the 4 seed, which left Aaron Rodgers with some snarky remark. I forgot exactly. Maybe you guys will be quiet for a week to the media or something. Maybe that'll shut you guys up for the week. Typical Aaron Rodgers. You win, and you can't even enjoy it. Like, you suck the joy out of the fun and have to take a barb at the media.
The worst.
He is the worst.
Yeah, he's the pits, but also, like, his immediate post-game interview yesterday talked about they had their best week at practice. He was very supportive of DK Metcalf. Blah, you know, like, he said a lot of the right things, too. But then... Aaron Rodgers is not going to ever be anything but Aaron Rodgers if you give him enough time in front of a microphone.
Quick side note from the text line. Rich Keefe apparently texted in because it's the 603, and he hails from the 603.
His cell, I can confirm.
Y'all acting like having a ninja sword isn't cool. Top 5 gift ever.
Thank you.
I would agree to disagree on that one. Right. After the 4-seeded Steelers, you got the 5-seed Bills, the 6-seed Chargers at 8-4, despite all the injuries. They also have a 7-2 conference record. And then the Texans right now are the 7-seed at 8-5, Fitzy. And then just on the outside looking in, Colts at 8-5, Ravens, Chiefs, Dolphins all at 6-7. Could the Dolphins make the playoffs? This is a dumb question, but... Weren't we all firing Mike McDaniel in week two or whatever the hell? Oh, this guy's dead. It's not if, it's when this guy gets canned.
I said Bill was going there.
Yeah, you had Bill going there. Bill's not going anywhere, including a bowl.
What do Notre Dame and Bill Belichick have in common? They're not going to a bowl.
We'll get them next season.
Did we give up on the Dolphins too soon, though, in this whole process?
No, we did accordingly. Andy, they lost like the... Well, there was that shocking win. Who the hell did they beat? Like, they had one week where they played so terribly, lost by a million points, and we're all out on them. Oh, and then the next week, didn't they kick the crap out of the Falcons?
Yeah, but what are the Falcons? Like, who cares?
A terrible team. I don't know. Like,
all this mediocrity in the National Football League is making me feel better about the New England Patriots.
Then they beat Buffalo.
Buffalo kind of stunk.
And yesterday, like, you had Achane running for a touchdown. You had the Jalen Wright kid from Tennessee absolutely going off yesterday. Like, I don't know how Mike McDaniel, who looked like he had lost the team, who famously said like 6 weeks ago, like, yeah, our goal this Sunday is going to be go out there, do the best we can and try not to throw 10 picks. That's an actual quote. And then now he's turned this team around and they're playing like a wagon.
Dan Ball?
Okay, boys, real quick. Just give me a win or loss. Andy, starting with you. Dolphins at the Steelers, win or loss?
Win.
Fitzy?
For the Dolphins?
For the Dolphins.
That's going to be a loss.
Oh, their season's over then.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, what else you got?
They host the Bengals.
See, where the Bengals go from here, I don't know, because at some point, reality is going to set in.
Yeah.
I think they already, so they were 4-8, and it was already like no one's ever done it, I think, from 4-8 to the playoffs, and now you're 4-9, so you're not eliminated, but you really are
that's
eliminated. How are they going to feel? You got some marquee players. Like, that's a weird team. So I would say the Dolphins can win that game.
Okay, Fitzy.
All right, I think they lose that one too.
Hosting the Bucs.
The Bucs are a mess, so you could win that game. It's going to be a hell of a story. I'm kind of talking up the story here.
I was going to say, I feel like you're about to call them 3-0, and Fitzy, I feel like you're about to call them 0-3.
So I have them at 9-7 right now if they win those three games, and then they finish up with?
One game that you can agree on, the New England Patriots in Foxborough.
But what if the Patriots have wrapped up the one seed? Now, even if they wrap up the one seed, they're not going to rest for 2 weeks.
Is it under 45 degrees? They're losing the football game.
Wait, I thought Drake May was not a cold weather quarterback. Now
it doesn't matter if Josh Dobbs is playing.
Hold on a second. Your boy Drake May last Monday night was playing in the upper 20s, and he looked pretty damn good.
I've given up on the cold weather. We haven't really seen snow yet. I don't know what he would have been yesterday in Buffalo if he was on that same field as Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, but I've given up on the cold. 617-779-7937. As you look at the AFC standings, who are you afraid of? Who are you scared of? Who do you not want to come to Foxborough in the playoffs to face the Patriots? But also, what do you think of the field? Is it just a bad field? Is this a down year? No matter who goes to the Super Bowl, are we going to be mocking their ability? 617-779-7937. And reminder, we are awaiting the interviews with Drake May, Marcus Jones. They're off the practice field. We're going to talk to them at some point here on a Patriots Monday. That's all next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dan Ball, what are your thoughts on that clip?
Wow. What a gas, boys. That was entertaining.
That very entertaining clip was from Mike Vrabel on The Greg Hill Show. Mike Vrabel joins The Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Fitzy, we haven't really touched on that. We probably could have led with it, but any concern coming out of the bye? Like, do they need to, like, prime the engine and get it going again? Any worry about that letdown? Guys were away. And Vrabel said it, like, they basically went away for a week. Like, there is going to be some little reacclimation process and getting back to business here. Now you're starting on a Monday, so you got time. But any worry there?
He sounds like somebody who treats adults like adults. And I don't really have any worry that the guys are going to come back rusty or unfocused, like that they did what they did. You know, like it's like Devin McCourty said Friday on the Six Rings podcast that Belichick used to tell them, like, go do everything you need to do during that bye week. Family, friends, take a trip, relax. I don't care. Go see 500 movies. But when you come back, you tuck it all in a drawer and then you leave it there until the end of the season. So I think Vrabel trusts his guys to do what they had to do, come back and have their eyes set on the prize. And also, if you come back and you're distracted or you're not interested in a four-game stretch where you can win the division again, possibly be the top seed in the conference and be the favorite to win the Super Bowl, then you're in the wrong profession.
Yeah, I am not really worried either. Now, Ted noted it. When they've had some weird weeks, they haven't always had their best performances. We'll see where that goes. But I do think they've proven themselves for a young team, a pretty mature team with pretty good leadership. And I'm assuming you're going to continue to get good leadership from Stephon Diggs, who celebrated his birthday with a sweet cake during the bye week.
He had two cakes.
Yeah, but you see the one that was like, it was like a bunch of fingers in and out. And I think it was designed. This is Fat Kid Andy looking at this. Mm-hmm. I think it was designed to essentially give you more pieces with good frosting. As someone who always requests the corner, I think this cake was designed to have more corners. And I can't love it enough.
Like, I think it was designed to look like something very expensive.
Well, I'm sure it was. And in either side, there were other cakes that also looked very expensive.
You're like, oh, my God. It's like a Sicilian pizza that's all like all corner slices.
I loved it. And I may be wrong. Maybe it was just a design feature, but it looked like it was intended to get more frosting to people like me who love frosting. But I think you're going to continue to get good leadership from Hunter Henry, Stephon Diggs, Drake May, Marcus Jones, all of these guys. Like, did they forget to be leaders? Did they forget to be hard workers because you gave them a little time off during the bye week? If anything.
Did everyone put on weight? I mean, everyone isn't sitting at home like you and me, you know, drinking beers, raking leaves, and, you know, having eggnogs while they watch football.
And maybe 3 years from now, that'll be an issue. But right now, I don't think complacency is going to set in because, you know what? This is going to sound harsh. They haven't done anything. They've accomplished zero so far this year. Mm-hmm. Like, if they lose to the Bills.
Do they have a playoff spot locked up yet?
No. I don't believe they have a playoff spot
locked
up.
They do not.
They do not get those hats and T-shirts on Sunday if you lose to the Bills. And this could go horribly wrong. So there is no take your foot off the gas. There is, like, no reason to believe that human nature, Ted's brought up human nature a lot lately, should settle in. So I think they have a good coach with good leadership and good players. I do not really have a fear that they are going to stumble coming out of the bye. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jeff in Rehoboth. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are we doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, did you guys catch Mike Tirico last night on Sunday Night Football?
Yes, which part?
Yeah, he talks a lot.
Where he made the comment about the Patriots can't catch up to be the number one seed. There's no way they can do it. It can't happen. Denver's the number one seed.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. That could not be more wrong. I don't know whether Tirico said that or didn't say that, but that's just false. The Broncos are 11-2. If the Broncos lose their next four games and finish 11-6, they're not going to be the number one seed. Like, a lot can happen with four games to go. Dan Bolt.
They also get Packers, Jaguars, Chiefs, and Chargers to end their season.
They could lose out.
Much tougher schedule.
Easily.
But let's war game it for a second. Broncos lose two of those four.
Okay.
So the Patriots, all they have to do is
win three of four.
Go 3-1, and they are the number one seed. Like, that's not difficult math. In fact, that's very plausible.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know what Tirico did or did not say on the broadcast. All I noticed is early on when he was teasing the alternate broadcast, not sure if you guys caught this, there was an alternate broadcast on Peacock last night that was being done by reality TV stars.
Oh, man, you know what? I canceled Peacock.
And you know what Tirico said as he's reading a tease for it's part of his network, right? It's his business, goes, I'm sure that appeals to somebody. Like, I don't think that's how teases work. I think you're supposed to sell it like, you
know. See, I'm a bigger fan of his now than I was 30
Me
seconds
too.
Ago.
Because we've praised, what's his name, Al Michaels for doing that, but we thought he'd just reached the age where he doesn't give a bleep, because he has. Tirico still probably wants to stay employed with all these good cushy gigs, high-paying gigs for another, I don't know, 15 years or so. So
yeah, he's making coin right now. Dude, by the way, side note, Mike Tirico, respect the hustle. He's calling Sunday Night Football God knows where each and every week, and then he's the lead voice for NBC's NBA coverage on Tuesday.
Yeah, he is working his tail off, and I believe the phone is ringing back there, boys. I think we are actually going to get
one. Is it the Pat phone is ringing?
I think the Pat phone is indeed ringing here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons.
All right.
I see Dan Ball laughing and smiling and yucking it up, and we're going to go right to the guest line with Patriots cornerback, punt returner, and team captain Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How was the bye week?
It was good, man. It was good. Spent some time with the family and everything, so it was good.
Marcus, how do you, when you come back after a week off, obviously it's great for personal reasons. It's great to, you know, rest up in case you're a little dinged up or fatigued. But how hungry are you to get back? Like, obviously, first day back at practice. How excited were you to get back, considering what you guys have at stake and what's in front of you, this amazing opportunity?
Yeah, no, very exciting. Very excited. I would say, you know, the rest and everything like that was very beneficial when it comes down to, you know, the long season and, you know, now getting back in the building, having a little reset and stuff. But, you know, getting back to the grind is very important. So excited about it.
Is there a challenge there? Like, in you as a leader, captains, how do you kind of get that energy back, that work ethic, that focus? Did that start today on the practice field?
I feel as though it's one of those situations to where, you know, the guys that walk up in the building, we know that we have to get back to the certain things that, you know, that helped us win. You know, we don't need to change anything when it comes down to our preparation and things like that. You know, get the things that, you know, were problems corrected and then just build from there. So we have a lot of guys in the building that, you know that we got more to do and more to prove. So we're ready for it.
Did you get a chance to watch any football yesterday, Marcus? And if so, did you have your eyes, like most of us in Patriots Nation, on that Bengals-Bills game where I think one of the best plays not executed by you was made, the Benford pick six off Joe Burrow in the fourth?
Yeah, I seen it. I watched a lot of the football and everything. But, yeah, no, I definitely seen how the game changed really quickly and everything with the Bengals and Buffalo.
Another big play in that game, if you were watching, was that Josh Allen touchdown run where looked like maybe the Bengals were in man coverage and he started to scramble and then he just kept going for whatever it was, 40 yards. As you guys prepare for that, how big a challenge is that to cover down the field but know that guy can take off for 40 yards at any time?
Yeah, it's a big challenge when it comes down to a quarterback like that. You know, we've played him before, and, you know, one of the great things about him is that he can extend plays. you know, and when he can extend plays like that, you know, it gives the receivers more time to, you know, get open and make plays as well. So, you know, it's a combination of, you know, team defense, you know what I mean? Like, us as DBs, we got to be able to cover, and then helping out the rush, and then the rush getting home as well, and things like that.
Marcus, Buffalo has actually been installed as a 1.5-point favorite Sunday at your house. You guys have won 10 straight games. You're 11-2. You have the better record, 2 games up on Buffalo, yet they're the favorite to win the game. Would that be an extra little bit of motivation for you guys coming into Sunday?
I would say as a team and everything, you know, being underdogs and stuff is something that, you know, helps us, you know, prepare more and, you know, get into detail and make plays and stuff. But honestly, I don't really buy into the over-under stuff and being underdogs and everything like that. Like, our thing is to prepare, take advantage of opportunities we get, and then, you know, we play with our identity and everything, and then we should be good.
With a win on Sunday, you can clinch the division. You know, in the old days, they used to call those hat and T-shirt games around here because they would pass out those division champs hats and T-shirts, obviously. How much of a motivation is that? I mean, you guys months and months ago started this process. I have to think winning the division is one of those goals.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, when it comes down to on the checklist at the beginning of the year. You know what I mean? If you're able to win the division, then it comes. So, you know, playing the team that's been, you know, running the division for, you know, some years now and everything like that, and being able to, you know, establish that with the situation of a win this week would, you know, check one of the things on our list and everything, and that'll be closer to the goal that we're trying to get to.
Marcus, when taking the time during the break, obviously spend some time with the family, rest up a little bit, did you also take some time to sort of like reflect back on how your first 3 quarters of the season happened to have gone? And did you try to like take a little time to look into things you'd like to improve upon yourself, reset some goals for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, I would feel as though, you know, it's different ways that you think about it, you know, as a team and then also as an individual. You know, I'm always looking for things. I'm a hard critic upon myself. I'm always looking for ways to better myself, whether it's the eyes, whether it's the technique, you know, the position that I play and everything. It's small movements can end up happening into great results, and then it can also be bad results at the same time. So just doing a lot of self-reflecting, watching plays that, you know, that teams might come back to, you know, even though we might have made some plays and everything like that on defense, you know, what other teams can do to try to exploit those things and everything like that. So kind of just, you know, doing a lot of self-scout.
Patriots cornerback and team captain Marcus Jones here on Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, Coach Vrabel a couple times in the media over the last week has used the word champion. And I don't think necessarily in a literal sense about Super Bowl champion, but in sort of the makeup of players, like champions don't give up, champions, you know, don't need motivation, champions. Do you look around the locker room, the very loud locker room, and do you see a lot of champions on this roster?
I feel as though, you know, that it's the situation of we have people that, you know, that want to be champions and everything. You know, we do have, you know, some people that's played in the Super Bowl and, you know, won one as well. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a new season. The season isn't over. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to do. And I feel as though we are a team that can definitely win a Super Bowl and be champions. So that's the goal that we're trying to do. So every single day we're always trying to get better. You know, it might be great to make one play, but how many more plays can you make after that? So it's all about consistency and not being complacent. And like I've said before, I feel as though we don't have guys that's in the building that's complacent. So I love the team that we have, and we just need to keep building.
Marcus, I saw you last week on the Up and Adams show, the Kay Adams show, and you guys talked about you guys are actually allowed to talk trash back to Mike Vrabel during practice. What's that all about?
Yeah, like Braves, he gives us a hard time and everything when it comes down to, you know, certain people making plays and stuff. But we love it, you know. It's a competitive nature within him and then also us as players, you know. So we give each other hard times whenever plays end up being made and stuff. But we got to love it because he wants the best out of us. And that's one thing that we always will respect, and we love the way that he coaches when it comes down to that.
Do you have an example of some of his best trash talking, either to the defense or to you in particular?
I don't have, like, one example or anything, but he just basically talked to us about DBs and everything. If a receiver catches the ball and stuff, he'll just, you know, tell him to end up celebrating and stuff like that, and he'll just let us know about it and everything. So it's just funny.
Did you guys take any time coming back this week after the week off to address the slow starts on defense? And was that a point of emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about starting fast. That's the main thing. You know, we want to start fast and then finish as well. So we want to end up putting, you know, complete game together and everything, and that's what we want to do every single week. You know, we've known that in the season and everything like that at the beginning and stuff, like starting fast wasn't something that we were doing. And we just always have to make sure that we're starting fast and finishing.
Marcus, one of the guys that a lot of us didn't know a lot about coming into the season who's had a massive role is your defensive play caller, Zach Kaur. How have you seen him sort of settle into that play calling role, develop over the course of the season, and contribute to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, man. Now, Zach, he's been doing his thing for sure. You know, it's very hard, very difficult for someone to end up, you know, becoming so-called, you know, the defensive coordinator and everything after, you know, late notice and stuff, you know, and he's been, you know, doing his thing when it comes down to play calling, you know, telling us about certain things, preparing us, and then also listening to our feedback as well, you know, so we're always on the same page when it come down to stuff and everything. He asks us how do we feel about certain situations and everything, and, you know, that transparency goes a long way, so I'm happy about, you know, how he's going about it for sure.
A lot of turnover in the secondary this year, Marcus. Obviously, bringing in new guys like Carlton Davis, Jalen Hawkins coming in, safeties hitting the road. And Craig Woodson, the rookie, has been excellent so far this year. Are you impressed with the veteran poise that he has played with this year in his first year with the Patriots and in the league?
I'm definitely, for sure. I would say ever since, you know, we've done, like, the OTAs and the training camp and, you know, all of those things and everything, you could definitely see. So I'm just glad that, you know, he's going about it in a professional manner. And then, you know, taking it day by day and everything, always asking questions, never feel like he knows everything. And just always listening and giving communication and also receiving communication is very vital when it comes down to being a safety, especially in the National Football League, because most of the time we're always doing checks or, you know, we're always adjusting to the offense, so he's been doing great when it comes to that.
Marcus, before we let you go, I know you can't see this on the phone, but I got a Santa Claus T-shirt on. My co-host has a Santa Claus hat on, so clearly we're in the holiday spirit here as we get closer to Christmas. Are you in the holiday spirit yet, and what does that look like when you're trying to balance football with family and Christmas and eggnog and all the things we all love?
Yeah, no, definitely in the Christmas holiday spirit and everything. Just the main thing is, you know, spending time with family, you know, cherishing the moment and stuff like that. And then just having times of, like, playing games with the fam and, you know, checking in and, you know, giving because you want to give and, you know, things like that. So it's a special holiday and stuff, and I love it.
I'm sure if I ask you what's on your Christmas list, the answer would be an AFC East championship and maybe the top overall seed in a bye. So I'll skip that for the moment. But Marcus Jones comes. Yeah. I mean, come on. That answer's obvious. But Marcus Jones comes to a Christmas party. There's a table laid out with every food you could possibly imagine. What hors d'oeuvre or appetizer and what dessert are you beelining straight for?
So the thing that's crazy is, like, I'm a seafood guy, so, like, usually around Christmas time, we end up having gumbo.
Oh.
So wow. I know that's not everywhere.
No,
but
no.
Gumbo is something that I'm a big fan of.
Okay, so gumbo for the holiday season. Maybe sometime you can share that with us, because I'll be honest, I've never had any Christmas gumbo,
good.
So I'd look forward to that. Marcus, good luck preparing for the Bills and Josh Allen this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
For sure, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marcus.
Patriots team captain, punt return, and cornerback Marcus Jones, big holiday gumbo guy.
Wait,
Fitzy.
Hold on. I'm thinking, like, you and I are probably like, do they have any pigs in a blanket? Do they have the bacon wrapped dates? Ooh, do they have any blondie bars or Christmas cookies? He's like, excuse me, do you have any gumbo?
Yep, straight to the gumbo. Hey,
you guys are like, hey, where's the green bean casserole?
Yep. I don't judge. To each his own during the holiday season. But that was Marcus Jones back from the bye, back with us on a Patriots Monday. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's a little past three. We got to catch up a little bit after the interview, but it is time for our 3-point stances, and I'm angry. Angry Andy, Andy going after Notre Dame. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.